Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Racing Postcast, proudly sponsored by Unibet. It's Christmas, but away from the festivities, we have got so much good top quality racing to look forward to. It's the Boxing Day feast at Kempton with all those Grade 1 races, the Formby at Aintree, some top class action at Ireland, the Welsh Grand National, more top class action from Ireland, and we have got you covered with tips across a very busy period indeed. This postcard is going to be a little bit different. We're just going to spin through our five top bets to look forward to. So nice and quick, and just hopefully finding as many winners as we can. Hunting down the winners with me is our Racing Post tipster, Harry Wilson, in the top right, if you're watching along. On the bottom left, Racing Post handicapper, Johnny Pearson, and deputising for Ed Nicholson, who's down in Australia, is Unibet's Brett Williams in the bottom right. Guys, great to have you on board. We have got so much good quality racing to get into, but we are going to count down our five top bets, starting with our number five. And to give us his number five first, we're going to go to the in-form man all year long, Harry Wilson. Harry, great to have you on the show. What's number five, please?
Yeah, nice to be here, James. We're going to head over to Ireland for the fifth best bet for Christmas. The 255 at Leopardstown, and I will try not to butcher this, but it's on Pion Darug, who progressed nicely over fences last season. He won this race and then followed up with a seven-length romp at the DRF. So he's a proven form at Leopardstown, which is a big positive, and he's arriving off an identical 60-day break to he was last year. He prepped in the novice hurdle. You can forget about that form, and he could have plenty more to offer now, return to the scene of his best performance.
And Pion Darug, we think we're saying it right. We'll find out, won't we? Hopefully, the commentator will be screaming at home and the 255 at Leopardstown on Boxing Day. Great to have you aboard, Harry, as it is to have you as well. Johnny, what's your number five?
All right, thanks, James. Number five best bet comes on Boxing Day, or St. Stephen's Day if you're in Ireland, and it is a 120 at Kempton Park. And it's going to be an Irish horse, trained by Willie Mullins, ridden by Paul Townend, and that's Kit Buell for the Donnellys. Very impressive on chase debut last time, finishing ahead of Kay Doherty, who hasn't run since, but the third is trained by Gordon Elliott, the enabler. And that has gone and posted a significant best since. The form's looking stronger than anything else on offer from any of the others declared for the race. Wendigo Kay's all right, but I don't think he's good enough. He's not got the same class as Kit Buell might have. 2-1 looks a fair price, I think he is. Maybe shorter, I'm not 100% sure. But I think he's a class above the rest in the field, and I see him winning it.
Well, Johnny, you say 2-1. Well, the money's already come. They've obviously been looking at your notes, those traders, because our Unibet traders have gone 7-4 for his price. Great to have you aboard as well, Brett. Now, before we get stuck into your selection, firstly, I want to know what Unibet offers are. And secondly, what is the bit of festive clothing you've got on there? Is it a tie? Is it a jumper? I can't work it out.
No, this is a tie. See, we don't look around. We like to keep things festive here, James. And
One of the most horrendous ties I've ever seen, Brett.
But listen, I did actually have a Father Christmas hat as well. And I said to my missus, do you think I should wear that hat as well? I said, no, don't overdo it. I just like to sort of, just keep, play it cool, just steady away.
For those watching along, to those listening along, it's a bright green tie. It looks like a Christmas tree, but you're glad you're listening along rather than watching. Okay, offers time.
Yeah, so got our box of the offers for you at the minute. I'll just do those for you, and then we'll look at a few of the others. In the 12:45 at Kempton, that's the first race on the card there. We are money back as cash if you back the second or the third. We're just talking to our traders a few minutes ago. Noble Park has been very strong in the betting for that for Nicky Henderson. Open at 9-4. Now into 7-4. So money back is cash second or third in the 12:45 at Kempton. Soup Loose in the field in the 120 and the 155 at Kempton. Top industry price, every single runner in the King George at 2:30. And then in the 3:40 at Kempton, price boosting the favourite for you there. And also extra places each way in the Welsh Grand National on the 27th of December.
Perfect. Right. Come on then, Brett. Your number five, please.
So I've started quite modestly and just gone for a mediocre handicap up at Aintree. In the 12:30, it's a horse called Helton, who a lot of people know. He's quite a sort of a standing dish in these sort of races. I thought it was ridden quite conservatively at Newbury last time. I think they'd be going all guns blazing today. I think Harry Scouton can boss this race from the front. He's very well handicapped. He's down to a nice winning mark. He's went off a mark a pound higher than what he's off on this occasion. So for me, Houghton is having his second run since a wind operation as well. That often you tend to see a bit of better form from them that second run. So yeah, in the 12:30, where we are price boosting the favourite, the 12:30 at Aintree, Houghton for me is in at number five.
Okay, and I'm going to get involved in the fun too. So I'm going to go for Newbury on Monday, Chaddle Novices Hurdle Day. But I'm going to look at the Mandarin, and it's good to see Alcedo in the entries. Now, we're still at entry stage for this meeting. But Alcedo was a good second last time behind Doc Pick Me Horse, who's so good around Doncaster. Manisha Williams' form, we know how it's been this season. I just feel in a race like the Mandarin, you want an improving chaser. He's got everything you'd want. I think there's loads more to come for him. So Alcedo in the 150 at Newbury, hopefully worth a wait if you're joining us early on this week. Let's get on to number four. And I think, Johnny, you can kick us off. Your number four, please.
Yeah, it's going to come at Wetherby. Obviously, there's so much racing on Boxing Day. We're going all over the place. I've not had time to look through all the cards yet. But the 135 is the Roland Merrick Handicap Chase. And it is going to be the favourite confusion for Joel Parkinson and Sue Smith, who is a selection here. One at Wetherby at the start of November as a first tick in the box, course form. Then unseated rider paid up, was going perfectly right at the time, but, you know, don't read too much into it. Then he went and absolutely bolted up by 15 lengths at Newcastle last time. Doc Pickney, who you mentioned on your Newbury selection there, was behind him that day. The form has been boosted. He was a 15-length winner. Obviously, he's gone up for it, but only £10. He could have gone up much higher than he has. I think he's still well handicapped. Should be the one to beat. The short price, yes, but I think he really should be winning this. Confusion is a decent bet, albeit not the biggest price.
He's not indeed. He's 11 to 10. And Johnny, he's my number four as well. So we are teaming up here with number four. A lot of the same reasons that you gave. The only thing I will add is that regular Postcast viewers we know last week how well Keith spoke about the Joel Parkinson Sue Smith yard when giving his winning selection last week. I definitely think this is a stable star for them. Loads more to come. Yeah, everyone needs a shorty, don't they, at this time of year? And hopefully he can hit the net nice and early. Harry, number four, please.
Yeah, we're going to head back over to Ireland, but this time we're going to Limerick for the 3:15, and that is Happy Dreams. Michael McDonough is a trainer that I like at Limerick. And he's won this race. He won this race in 2023 and looked like he was going to win it again last year before his runner fell at the last. So I'm happy to go all in on Happy Dreams, who's back over fences, having been in really good form over hurdles. He gets to run off £1 lower than when going down by a neck last time. And I think he's got 4 wins, 2 seconds and 2/3 from his 8 visits to Limerick. Of course, he knows well. He loves heavy ground. And I think he should be quite a nice price.
Okay, that's Happy Dreams in the 3:15 at Limerick. Brett, number four.
Well, interesting that you, James, and Johnny have both gone for Confusion as your fourth selection in the Roland Merrick. Well, I've gone for Our Power in the same race, which is, what, 135 at Wetherby. I mean, you'll obviously know I do a lot of work for the Potters, and this has been a great servant to them down the years. He's had 2 runs this season. The first was in the Grand Sefton at the Pittaintree. He fell. He just got blinded by the sun on that occasion. And then Sam admits himself, he said he was just running back too quickly at Ascot last time. So he's had a bit more of a break since then, hasn't run for 34 days. My only reservation for him would be the ground. He does like sort of good top of the ground. So if it does turn out to be a bog, that would be a bit of a concern for me. But he's massively well handicapped. He won what was the old Racing Post chase off 141. And he's rated 140 now. And he's got a £7 claim for Harvey Barfoot's son. So, you know, potentially you couldn't get him any better handicapped than Our Power. He stays this trip well, so no excuses. So, yeah, he's not a bad price, around 15 to 2 with Univet. So Our Power for me to win and beat you two, Confusion in the Road America, but whether it be.
A difference of opinion, always good to see. Let's move on to number three. We're getting close now to our best bet over Christmas. And, Brett, I'm going to come straight back to you. Number three, please.
Yeah, so we're looking in the Quarter Star Novice Chase at Kempton, which is drawn for 120. I think it's a good race, but I like Salva here for Gary and Josh Moore. I was very impressed with him at Sandown when he won that Grade 2 Novice there. That was his first start over this trip, so he's clearly an improving sort. If you look at his form, you know, he shows some very smart form over hurdles. I think he could be even better over fences, and there's just plenty of ticks in the right boxes for him. He ran behind Lulamba in that Novice Chase at Exeter over obviously an inadequate 2 miles, and stepped straight up to 3 after that and was very impressive. And yeah, there's lots to like about him. It is an open race. I was sort of an hour and back going for the Paul Nicholls Raider, but there's nothing to put me off Salva. So yeah, so Salva for me to win the Quarter Star Novice at 120 on Boxing Day.
Yeah, it was a fantastic juvenile hurdler, Salva. Perhaps he's going to get his big day in the Quarto Star. Harry, your selection.
Yeah, we're looking at the opening race at Kempton on Boxing Day, which is the 12:45. And I think Barlavento is going to take a bit of beating in this one. He shaped really well in his chasing debut at Exeter last time. He only really got outbattled on the run-in by a horse called You Can't Be Serious, who actually reopposes. That horse has won since and is now £7 worse off. So I expect Barlavento to turn that form around. That was also his first start since wind surgery and a 300-day break. So you can expect him to take a big step forward. And I think a £4 rise for that defeat may well underestimate his ability.
OK, Barlavento in the 12:45 at Kempton. Johnny, heading to Ireland, surely?
Yes, it is going to come from Limerick this time. And it's going to be Grade 2 Defender Novice Hurdle, the 133. And it's going to be a horse called the Big Clubman, trained by Paul Nolan. He was just a little over a year ago, second in a point-to-point behind a horse called Etna Bianco, who's now with Joe Tizard. And has been running pretty well for him. I think he won a decent race at, I don't know, Exeter or somewhere. And then in behind him that day was a horse called Cocktail Blurt, who runs for Chris Gordon and has won for him. So that form's looking good. And then more recently than that, he won at Wexford in October, beating a horse called Parnell Street, who's then since gone out and won himself. He wasn't beaten far behind Calypso Chance, who on his day is a very good horse. Form's looking much the best in the race. There's more to come from him, and the Big Clubman should be too good here.
Perfect. Thank you, Johnny. Extra or somewhere when the West Country correspondent is hosting is absolutely shocking. I mean, he won an Ascot anyway. Nowhere near Exeter, Johnny, so mind your mouth. We can't be having that sort of slur. I'm going to go to one of the great days racing of the year. It's Welsh Grand National Day on Saturday, December the 27th. Hopefully we will be able to see the racing rather than just the fog. And Royal Rambler for me in the 2:10 here, 11-2 with Unibet. This horse looks desperately in need of a step up in trip over to 3 miles. And of course, the notorious soft ground you can expect at Chepstow. Might not be as testing, but will certainly suit. This horse has course winning form, been a very, very good horse who's actually second on Welsh Grand National Day last year and went on to finished second to Royal Rambler, obviously. And this horse is definitely going to be a better horse over 3 miles, and 11-2. He's definitely well handicapped. Hopefully he can do it for Emma Lavelle. Let's move on to number two, the penultimate selection for us. And we're going to come back to you, Johnny. We've talked a bit about the King George, and this is where your selection is. It looks an absolute cracker over Christmas, doesn't it?
It does look a great race, James. I've got to hand that on to you. But I can't. There's only one horse here who's got my attention. He is the best horse in the race, without doubt. And that's Fact to File. Okay, you can say, oh, he didn't win last time. He wasn't great at Punchtown. I don't know if you remember watching the Ryanair or when he won John Durkin last year. Brilliant on his day. And he's had a run. He's going to be absolutely right for this. And they're not going to say which way he's going. People are going to question the 3 mile trip. He's won over 3 miles at Cheltenham. He's not been beaten that far behind Gallop in the Champs on going days. There's no doubt in my mind, if they trained him for the Gold Cup, he'd win the Gold Cup. He is the best horse in this race, and he will win.
Wow. Confidence from Johnny. Fact file. We'll hear what the rest of the team think. Well, we'll certainly will in the show later on. But Harry, we'll come to you first. Where is your number two?
Yeah, we're going to go for a horse that owes me money, James. I'm hoping he can give it back to me on Boxing Day. And that's Serendipity. We were talking about Joel Parkinson and Sue Smith earlier. Obviously been in cracking form, but this one, for whatever reason, he just put in a really poor round of jumping over this course and distance last time. I'm always happy to forgive a horse one poor run. And his start before he chased home, Be Aware, who has since finished runner-up in the Grade 2 and the Grade 1. This is a 0-125, which looks a far more winnable contest than the one 0-140 he ran in last time. And Issam, the winner of that race, has since run well at Ascot. Serendipity's on his last winning mark, and I hope he can put that last run behind him.
So that's serendipity for Harry in the 2:45 at Weatherby on Boxing Day. And Harry, I'm hoping you'll be smiling by then, because I'm going to team up with you with Barlavento in the 12:45. Harry touched on and made a very good point about why this horse is such a good chance. I really want to take on the favourite. I know we've seen Brett Money for him, but I just feel this is the type of Ollie Murphy horse who's just going to continue improving. He looks the one for me. So Barlavento is my number two, and Harry Wilson's number three, in the 12:45 at Kempton on Boxing Day. Brett, number two.
I'm just scared to go with this one now, James, after sort of listening to Johnny's appraisal for Factor File. I'm not brave enough to go for anything else, but I'm going to go. I mean, to echo your sentiments, this year's King George is an absolute corker. I mean, it is a brilliant race, and you can make a case for every one of them. You know, there's nothing you can rule out. I was quite keen on Django Bay. I should say I've been very, very strong talking to our traders today. A lot of money for that horse. John favourites at the moment, 5-2, Gaelic Warrior and Django Bay. But I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Django go favourite. And before he had his seasonal debut, he was 14-1 for this race. And obviously he's now 5-2. Anyway, the horse I've gone for is the Jukebox Man. I've looked at all the form for all of them and sort of tried to have a good look in depth. And I just think the Jukebox Man, like Django Bay, he is an improver. He's proven over this trip. He won the Quarto Star over course of distance last year. He won what you could say was a bit of an egg and spoon race at Haydock last time on his seasonal return. But that would have put him spot on for this. He beat Iroko. He then came out and won last weekend. So the form, has a pretty strong look to it. I just think there's just lots to like about him. He's quite versatile sort of ground-wise. If they need to sit handy, they can. But there's like to be fast-paced on, which will suit him. I like him. I just think he's an improving sort. But again, I wouldn't rule out any of the others. But to reiterate, we are top industry price every single runner in the King George this year.
Perfect. Well, it's the Jukebox Man for Brett in the King George at 2:30. Now, I'm not going to select the King George my best, but I'm also with you on this one. Brett, I hope the Jukebox Man can do it for Ben Pauling. And that looks a fantastic race, the King George. But it's time to move on to our best bet over Christmas, and we'll do after this short break.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out, you're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? And get a chance to win even bigger with 3 UniBoosts every day on any horses you want. You're on.
Okay, let's do it. Let's find out what the boys' best selection is for the Christmas period. And Harry Wilson, you have been flying along in 2025. What's going to sign off in style for Team Wilson?
Well, we've had two cases made for the King George, but unfortunately, they both landed on the wrong one because there's only one winner of the King George, and that is Django Bay. You've got to remember, this is a horse who had the class to win an Arkle over 2 miles. Factor File proved last season that he wasn't quick enough for 2 miles. We're looking at a horse who hit the line really, really strongly at Ascot. After jumping beautifully, travelling lovely, and the way he pulled away from Gidley Park was just a sight to behold. This is a horse who's going to improve massively for the step up to 3 miles. And I wouldn't even put anyone off backing him for the Gold Cup right now, because his price is going to collapse come Boxing Day. So that is Django Bay, the only winner of the King George.
At 5-2. Harry, that was like Jamie Spencer. You sort of just sat back all show and then you released, didn't you? You really went for a real difference of opinion in the King George. 5-2, Django Bay with Unibet at the time of recording. Brett, number one, please.
So it's probably a bit silly, but I've gone for it anyway. I've gone for a favourite in a Grand National. I've gone for Jubilee Express in the Welsh National at the Chepstow on the 27th. 2:50 is the off time for this. I just think, you look at him, he was impressive over the track last time in the trial race for this, for Sam Thomas. He's actually quite well in on the weights. He obviously gets a £6 penalty, but he's only racing off, I think, 130. So he's £2 well in. He was second in this race last year. So you know that he handles the track, obviously having won the trial meeting. goes on soft. Sam Thomas has won this race with I Will Do It a couple of years ago. You know he's been just targeted and trained for this race. And again, there's just lots of ticks in the right boxes for him. I mean, I don't even go and looking at weights and ages and things like that, but I did just have a quick look. And I think there have been 6 8-year-olds win the race since 2009. So that's not a bad stat, to be honest. This horse is 8. I Will Do It was 8 when he won. So, you know, I just think you can make a good case for him. It might not be the strongest of renewals for a Welsh national. So I think that's why this horse does to me, set the standard. And he's around 5-1 with Unibet. That might just drift out a little bit on the day. But, you know, I think he represents good value, to be honest. He does look to me the one they've all got to catch off the back of that win last time.
Yeah, Brett, I'm afraid we are teaming up completely on my number one is as well, Jubilee Express, because of his run last year, just beaten second. I'm not quite sure how he got on. I touched on the fog. It was pretty impossible to see anything, I can tell you, as I tried to write a very lengthy report on a race I could hardly see. But what did happen is that Jubilee Express finished very well. But I think the most important element is the fact he hadn't run before that. He's a big horse. He needed the run from a fitness perspective this year. He's had the perfect prep. He'd gone round checks, he jumped round checks. So he will be fit and primed for this, whereas last year he perhaps wasn't. He gets in off a low weight. He's got the ability. He is big enough and slow enough for a Welsh Grand National, which is exactly what you want. And I think the Welsh Grand National will stay in Wales. So Jubilee Express for me and Brett in the 250 at Chepstow, 5-1 with Unibet at the time of recording. Last but not least, Johnny Pearson, the number one bet over Christmas, please.
Yeah, it's once again on Boxing Day, and it is a horse who I think is most likely to be the 2026 Triumph Hurdle winner. It's the 110 at Leopardstown. The horse is called Barbizon. Eddie O'Leary got his checkbook out after he'd run four times on the flat, putting in some really good performances. Made his hurdling debut in November for Gordon Elliott. Had Danny Gilligan on board that day with Jack Kennedy choosing to ride another one, apparently because the other one would be jumping better. He jumped flawlessly. It wasn't necessarily the quickest run race, but he very much just went clear so easily. I've had my eye on him for some time. I've backed him for the Triumph Hurdle. I'm going to be all over him on Boxing Day. He is the best bet of the Christmas period for me.
Confident Johnny Pearson. And hey, we've not just got our best bets for the Christmas period. We've had some bit of a Christmas bonus with a Gold Cup tip and a Triumph Hurdle tip. So roll on March 2026. Now, before we sign off, let's just recap what we've gone for. Brett, go first, please. What are your selections over Christmas? Your 5 best bets.
Yeah, so counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The number 5 is Houghton in the 12:30 Aintree in a race where we are price boosting the favourite. That's for the Dan and Harry Scouting team. In at 4 is Our Power for Sam Thomas and Harvey Barth at Sunt. That's in the feature race, whether it be the Ronan Merrick at 1:35. Again, price boosting the favourite for you there. And in at 3, Salva in the Corto Star Novices Chase at Kempton. That's drop at 1:20 with super boost in the field there. And number 2, the Jukebox Man in the big race of the weekend, the King George, 2:30 off time, will be top industry price every single runner. And at number 1 is Jubilee Express in the Welsh Grand National, 12:250 at Chepstow on the 27th in a race where we are also paying an extra place each way.
Thank you very much, Brett, and best luck of all your selections. Johnny, spin us through your Christmas winners, we're hoping.
Yeah, they all come on the 26th, so that's easy to remember. The first one's going to be Kitzbühel in the 1:20 at Kempton for the Donnellys. But number 4, it's going to be Confusion in the 1:35 at Weatherby. The third best bet is going to be the Big Clubman at Limerick in the 1:33. Coming in second, it's the King George winner at Factor File. And the best bet is going to be the future Triumph Hurdle winner, Barbizon, in the 1:10 at Leopardstown.
Thank you very much, Johnny. I shall go next. So, 5 horses for me over Christmas, starting at Newbury on Monday. Alcedo in the 1:50. This horse hopefully has a lot more to come for Venetia Williams. Confusion is the 4th best in the 1:35 at Weatherby Roland Merrick. A short price, but hopefully a bit of a Christmas banker. We go then to Chepstow, Welsh Grand National Day on Saturday. Royal Rambler in the 2:10. 11-2 looks a good price. This horse should improve for conditions and the step up in trip. We're then going to go to the 12:45 at Kempton on Boxing Day. Barlavento, a horse who should continue to improve for Ollie Murphy. And Sean Byrne hopefully can steer him home at 9-2. And the best bet for me is Jubilee Express in the Welsh Grand National at 2:50 at Chepstow on Saturday. This horse is absolutely primed for this race, unlike when he was second last season. The Welsh Grand National is staying on home soil. Jubilee Express, my best bet over Christmas. Finally, Harry, sort us out. Your five for Christmas, please.
All of mine come on Boxing Day as well. At number five, we have On Pion Darug in the 255 at Leopardstown. Happy Dreams in the 315 at Limerick at number four. Number three, we have Barlavento in the 1245 at Kempton. Number two, we have Serendipity in the 245 at Wetherby. And at number one, best bet on Boxing Day, and that is Django Bay to win the King George.
Thank you very much to our panellists. That is Harry Wilson, Johnny Pearson and Unibet's Brett Williams. Now, the Christmas period, we may have wrapped that up, but we've still got some more action for you to look forward to on the podcast. We'll be back next Tuesday on December the 30th for a look back at all the Christmas winners. Who's going to be right about that King George? We'll have to wait and see. But also be looking ahead to some more brilliant racing we've got to look forward to. We've got New Year's Day at Cheltenham. And of course, the Unibet Veterans Final next weekend. So do make sure to join us for the next edition of a podcast on Tuesday, the 30th of December. If you're a fan of a podcast, as always, especially as it's Christmas, do make sure to rate, review and subscribe. And if we've missed any Christmas winners, do let us know in the comments. We don't want to miss them as well. So let us know your thoughts, particularly on that show-stopping King George. But for now, have a fantastic Christmas. Enjoy all the action. Goodbye. And of course, gamble responsibly.